Hello, and welcome to the 47th week of the Journey to Holiness, where you're finding your personal holiness through God's holiness. In week 47, we have an astounding anchor of holiness in your step toward becoming personally whole. This week's anchor of holiness says, when you learn to walk in God's favor, it becomes easier to release your anxieties, disappointments, and weaknesses. You see, what is going to be very important for you as you come to the point of personal holiness is to realize that God has provided for you 7 steps to helping you walk into God's favor. These 7 steps are going to be found in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 10. And as we move through verse 10, let's begin at verse 6. So we're going to be looking at 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 10. You see, one of the key points of being able to understand God's favor is to recognize that He has made superior provisions for you and I. As we walk then through these 7 steps, I'd like for you to take a particular notice as to what it is that you may be having difficulty in really obtaining so that you can have your rest and your release of your anxiety. As you walk through these 7 steps, I'd like for you to make a note and then actually write it out to begin to think about how you can do a self-improvement through your being able to look at which of these items will bring you greater strength. In verse 6, it comes to you with a very, very interesting portion. And what I'm going to do is read for you verses 6 through 10 and then go through the process of delineating your 7 steps that you can obtain as you learn to walk in God's favor. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 10, please humble yourself therefore under the mighty hand of God that He may exalt you in due time, casting all of your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. And then finally, verse 10 says, but the God of all grace, who has called us to His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. This particular scripture gives you a very beautiful glimpse of God's favor. Well, let's walk through the 7 steps of walking in God's favor, as has been defined here in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 10. In verse 6, step number 1 has, what you really need to do is learn to give God the right of way in your life. You've got to be able to understand that once you get to the point that God is really in control, that you'll be able to give Him the right of way and allow the doors to be open to you so that you can gain God's favor. The second step also in verse 6 is that you really should learn to wait for God's ordained spiritual elevation. You see, sometimes you may become to the point where you're really moving ahead of the time schedule and destiny that God has for you. But it's very important, and it's going to be a very critical issue for you to be able to do a self-analysis to make sure that you are learning to wait for your God-ordained spiritual elevation. Your gifts will, in fact, make room for you, but it's only in the due season that the Lord has intended it to happen. The third step is also now found in verse 7. What you've got to do is learn how to release your personal concerns to God's care. Holding on to difficulties, anxieties, frustrations, and disappointment has a way of weighing you down. But when you get to your third step there, you've got to learn to release your personal concerns to God's care. Also in verse 7 is the fourth step. You should really be confident that He cares for you. And the reality is that once you understand that God cares for you and that He loves you, it becomes much easier for you to release your personal concerns to Him. And then, as we go into verse 8, you're going to find the fifth step in walking in God's favor. What is important here is that you learn that you will actually live with temperance, solemn trust, and even a watchful expectancy that God can and will deliver you from failure. And not only that, that he will give you spiritual victory over Satan's attempts to destroy you. In this fifth step, it's going to be very important for you to get to the point of vigilance. And that is going to get you to the point that regardless of what's happened, you're not going to be swayed by what is said by others, what it seems like in your natural environment. You are going to live with a sense of temperance and solemnness and a great expectancy, a watchful expectancy, knowing that God is going to work it out and you're just going to believe that he's going to do it. Then you're going to find in verse 10, the sixth and seventh step. The sixth step is, what I really want you to do is strengthen your faith in God's ability to sustain you. You see, very often we turn to other alternatives and we forget that we've got to turn our belief and our trust in God. And so in many instances, if you're becoming a self-reliant person, you may have to work through a little bit of a test on this. And so in verse 10, I'd like for you to think about that sixth step, which is learn to strengthen your faith. And you're going to strengthen that faith believing that God is able to sustain you. You see what happens? Prayer changes you on the inside. It may not always really have the condition changed on the outside, but he is able to sustain you. And once you get that faith and confidence, you're going to be able to walk really into the doors of God's favor. And then finally, in verse 10, the seventh step that I'd like to encourage you with is to learn to rest in God's provisions and promises for you. This, in fact, is divine favor. So once you get to the point that even though you may be having some suffering, some frustration, some disappointment, and even anxiety, when you learn to walk through the door of God's favor, it gives you a point to know that when God has finished with you and with your life situation, he is going to establish you, he's going to strengthen you and settle you. That, my friend, is in fact the ultimate favor of God, that regardless of what happens and what comes in your life, that he's going to sustain you and take care of you. So it is going to be very important for you to walk through these seven steps and make a note to yourself of the areas that you're going to need personal improvement. God has already provided favor for you. He is a God of all grace, and we've got to be able to understand that God is going to make it work out for your good. So you have to recognize the authority that God gives to you. You have the authority in your life to speak victory, to be an overcomer, and to be blessed. And it's going to be important for you to recognize that authority that God gives to you. And when you do, you'll be able to live confidently and securely. There won't be that many episodes, or even any episodes, and sometimes as you grow spiritually, of really allowing the enemy to make you feel uncomfortable or make you feel as though you are a failure. You're going to gain the confidence that God loves you and that his favor is working for you every day. And then finally, I'd like to encourage you as you get through this week of introspection, God's grace, his pardon, support, and his mercy will sustain you. And it's going to rescue you from every problem that you're going to encounter. And this is really divine favor. So you can gain that confidence in knowing that regardless of what happens, you can now walk in God's favor. And as a result, it is going to be much easier for you to release your anxieties, your disappointments, and your weaknesses. And so the reality is, in this week's Anchor of Holiness, don't worry about it. Live in your victory. Be whole, be free, and be blessed.